Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you're out, they pull you back in. The Tiger win has been a huge source of discussion today on the show. We also have a good football team, and this is just the best way for us to make sure we talk some football on a day that's all about baseball. We got Ross Tucker joins us on Thursdays. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Lions are playing a big game this week, huh?
Yes, they're playing a huge game. I know you guys have Tigers fever. Don't worry. Listen, my daughters and I stayed up to watch the Phillies finally win a playoff game last night against the Dodgers. So, but playoff baseball might be the most different sport from the regular season of any sports. It's crazy how different it is. But, yes, we got to talk Lions. Huge game Sunday night. And, in fact, you know, the Lions, good week to talk to me. They're number one, guys, in not only my power rankings on the Tuesday Ross Tucker Football Podcast, but I have a betting podcast, the Even Money Betting Podcast, which is all about the numbers and analytics. And my co-host, Steve Fezzik, who's a professional handicapper, he has the Lions as his number one power-rated team. So it's not just my observation. It's also based on the underlying stats and metrics and yards per play, we both have the Lions as the best team in football.
Oh, we got the trifecta because I put them at number one yesterday as well. So I think it's the first time maybe we've agreed unanimously on just about anything. And so go a little bit deeper into why is it now working for the Lions? And I think maybe the bigger question is, what is going on in KC? Mahomes is still there, and everybody believes as long as he's on the field, they got a chance to win, and they do. But why is this Kansas City team so different than they've been in the last couple of years?
Well, let's start with the Lions, right? Because they probably have the best O-line in football right now, which is crazy impressive. I mean, there's no way I thought after Ragnow retired that I'd be on with you guys in October talking about them having the best O-line in football, especially, you know, you're playing a second-year sixth-round pick in Mahogany at left guard. You got Glasgow, who's kind of become like a journeyman at center. Ratledge at right guard is a rookie. And even Taylor Decker has been banged up. I don't know how much they're paying Hank Fraley, the O-line coach, but it's not enough. I mean, because what he's gotten out of that group is remarkable. And then defensively, obviously, I can't believe now Terry Arnold is banged up. Hopefully these reports that it's not as bad as they initially thought are correct, because it's just crazy how many injuries the Lions get every year. Very, very frustrating. But with what they're doing up front on the D-line and obviously Aiden Hutchinson, that gives them a chance defensively. The Chiefs, I think, are going to be okay. You know, watching them the other night, they had a couple breaks go against them. You know, Mahomes had a 99-yard pick six, which looks like James Harrison in the Super Bowl. But they're moving it better than they did the first couple weeks. When they get Rashee Rice back, I think as soon as next week, his suspension was 6 weeks, I think the Chiefs are going to end up being a really, really good team as usual and a force to be reckoned with, because they've been better offensively the last couple weeks. Now they're going to get Rashee Rice back, and I think they'll be really good offensively. I think it's good for the Lions that they're getting them before they get their number one target back.
Mahomes is Mahomes. Everybody looks at him as the best of the best, and he's got the rings to prove it. The quarterback on the other side, though, has proven quite a bit in Jared Goff. What have you seen from him in this toe-to-toe matchup?
Yeah, I love Goff, and it's funny because I literally on Thursdays – I record almost an hour with Greg Cosell, the NFL Films legend, and he loves Goff. And the point he made I thought was really interesting, a couple points, Jim. One is that those, like, deep in-breaking routes that Goff is so good at in those windows against zone coverage, those are a lot harder than they look. I mean, those are difficult NFL throws that Goff makes with regularity. And I think the thing I've come to the conclusion with, watching Sam Darnold play well in Seattle and Baker Mayfield play so well for the Bucs, is, you know, I get into baseball when it becomes the playoffs, and you realize most of these guys don't really hit their prime until they're 27, 28, and they've been playing pro baseball for 5, 6 years, whether it's the minors or majors or whatever. The more I'm around it, the more I think that that might be the case with quarterbacks. I know Goff had moments of brilliance when he was with the Rams. I think some of these guys, they just need to get, you know, 70 starts under their belt. They just need, you know, it's a skill, it's a craft like anything else. And I think Goff is in the prime of his career, right? He's in a good system, but he's played a lot of football. He's seen it all. And we're seeing it with all these guys around the NFL. Daniel Jones is another one where it's a combination of being in the right scheme, the right system, the right guys around them, but also they're at the experience level now where they've kind of seen everything that these defenses can throw at them.
I think it's a great point, and I've always been a proponent of, if you have the luxury of sitting a rookie quarterback, no matter where you draft him, he should sit for a year, be seasoned. It's such a different game at the NFL level than it is the college level, and there's other examples like Baker Mayfield, and I know that he's getting some MVP buzz, Sam Darnold last year continuing it with the Seattle Seahawks, but I want to go to your team, your hometown of Philly, and ask the question of, and I think I asked this last week, but what is the struggle for Philadelphia? And I say that, I know that they're 4-1, but they just haven't been the same Philly team. Is it because they're not dominating up front on the O-line? I still think they're a really good O-line, but you mentioned the two guards that the Lions have. They've got a new guard in Tyler Steen, but it doesn't feel like that should be a limiting factor in regarding to only handing the ball off once to Saquon Barkley in the second half of last week's game.
Well, yeah, there's a lot there. I mean, number one, they're a running team. That's the basis of their offense, and we saw that last year with Saquon going crazy. And they're not running it that well. You know, Landon Dickerson, I don't know when he'll be back now at left guard, but he's a difference maker, and he's just been so banged up. You know, he had one surgery after the Super Bowl, then he had another surgery during training camp. He's just kind of beat up, and he'll be out, I think, now for a few weeks. Cam Jurgens, John, had a back surgery, and I had a back surgery when I was in Buffalo, and I did not feel very good that next year. It took me until that second year where I really felt good. So people are pointing to Steen because he's the new guy, but the reality is none of those guys are playing as well. Even Mailata at left tackle isn't playing as well. So when they've gone from being, I thought, probably clearly the best O-line last year to they're not even playing like a top five unit. That makes a big difference. Teams are playing them differently. They have a good feel for when you play against Hurts. Your best bet is really to play zone and not let him scramble. Believe it or not, make him throw the ball from the pocket because he kills teams with his legs. And to your point against the Broncos, he didn't have one scramble. He had 3 yards rushing. They gave the ball to Saquon one time in the second half. And I don't know how much of that is because they had some success throwing it in the first half, how much of that's because A.J. Brown was kind of complaining that he wasn't getting the ball enough. But they're not in a good way. You'll have a chance to watch them tonight against the Giants. I mean, if they can't get it right against the Giants, then they really have problems.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Ross Tucker. He's our NFL insider. It's brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Let's go back to Sunday night. Who wins the game?
Ooh, I'm going to go Chiefs. And listen, I'm the guy that just said on the Ross Tucker podcast that the Lions are the number one team. But I have, you know, this is just the way the NFL works. This is not like X's and O's logic. I don't see the Kansas City Chiefs being 2-4 after this game, right? And as much as I love the Lions, and I think the Lions are going to win that division and the Lions have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, I don't think the Lions are going 16-1. I think they're going to lose another game along the line. This would be the game that they would lose. You know, a Sunday night game in Kansas City. Arrowhead will be going crazy. You know, the Chiefs had that 17-game win streak in a row in one-score games. This year, they're 0-3 in one-score games. I think that that evens out a little bit. I think it's probably a one-score game, but Mahomes' magic gets it done late for the first time this year, and the Chiefs win a close, awesome game. I think it's probably like 27-24. Really fun game.
He's Ross Tucker.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Nobody thought they'd lose to the Jags either.
Listen.
And nobody thought the Lions would beat the Ravens.
Lions by 30. Lions by 30 for sure. After the Tigers close them out tomorrow night.
That's there you right. go. He's yes, Ross Tucker. Yes, we love checking in, yeah. talking ball with him on Thursdays. Ross, thanks so much.
Bud. See you guys.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.